Ukraine security issue.
After Wednesday's massive missile strike on Ukrainian critical infrastructure, it will take 5 to 7 days to return to scheduled outages. Alexander Harchenko, director of the Center for Energy Studies, said at a briefing on Friday. I mean the schedules in which people will see when the power will be out and outages will not last longer than 4 or 6 hours, Harchenko explained, adding that within a month it would be possible to reduce outages, but only if there are no new destructions. Volodymyr Kudrytsky, president of the national energy company Ukrenergo, told Ukrainian radio that the company intends to secure electricity imports from the European Union in the amount of 500 megawatts in the event of a new blackout. But there has to be a special mechanism and we are developing it, Kudrytsky said. It is important for our security. The European Union energy system can help us in the hard times and is doing it. 4,370 resilience points have been installed in Ukraine. There people can recharge their gadgets, use the internet or cell phones and have hot tea or coffee. Each of 24 administrative regions has 150 to 200 such points, but they are not enough, said Kirill Tymoshenko, deputy head of the president's office. According to him, the government is planning to increase the number to 10,000 in the near weeks. The Russians are trying to destroy Ukraine's energy system in order to coerce it to negotiate. Vadim Denisenko, advisor to the interior minister, said in an interview on the national telethon. As the previous experience showed, they need 7 to 10 days to prepare a massive missile strike, he said. His estimate is shared by Ukrainian intelligence. Russia's terrorism leaves millions without light and heat. Ukraine, together with Europe, must stand up to challenge of winter to defend itself from Russian aggression, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, addressing participants in the international symposium European Idea.
Ми маємо пройти цю зиму, зиму, яку всі будуть згадувати. Маємо зробити все, щоб ми згадували її.
We must endure this winter, the winter that will always be remembered. We need to do everything for it to be remembered, not for its threats, but for what we have done to defend ourselves from these threats. I often hear the same question, how can Europe help Ukraine? We are very grateful, but is the question correct? It is not about helping Ukraine resist Russia, it is Europe that needs to help itself resist Russia. It is not in Ukraine where millions of people are left without light and heat. It is on Europe's eastern flank where Russian terrorism leaves millions of Europeans without light and heat. It is not Ukraine that Russia wants to break, it is Europe, said Volodymyr Zelensky. When the war began, the world was afraid of Russia, but thanks to the Ukrainian army and Ukrainian people, the world saw that Russia can and must be fought and began to help Ukraine, said National Security and Defense Council Secretary Alexei Danilov. If it doesn't stop helping Ukraine, then Russia's defeat is only a matter of time. But even after it is defeated, for the world to be safe, it is necessary to deprive Russia of its nuclear weapons, as Ukraine renounced its nuclear arsenal in 1994, handing it over to Russia under guarantees of security from the West. Until the Russian Federation is rid of its nuclear weapons, our country and the rest of the world will be in great danger. The deprivation of Russia of nuclear weapons is issue number one, and we must insist on addressing it if we want to feel safe. This issue is not a simple one. It needs certain time, certain consultations and certain processes. But I stress again, for all of us to be safe, the Russian Federation must be deprived of nuclear weapons, said Alexei Danilov. British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly, who paid a visit to Kyiv on Friday, has announced a new aid package for Ukraine. It includes 24 ambulances, 11 medevac vehicles, including 6 armored ones, and £3 million for restoring destroyed schools and supporting victims of Russian sexual abuse. First Lady Elena Zelenska has supported and advertised the launch of a special Ukraine space on the Google Arts and Culture platform. The project called Ukraine is Here has separate sections featuring Ukrainian architecture, nature, arts and culture. Zelensky emphasized the importance of the project, saying the Russian invaders burn down, destroy and loot Ukrainian architecture and cultural monuments. According to Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko, the city is not going to see Christmas and New Year's Day festivities. But there will be symbolic Christmas trees on Safivska Square and at the main public locations in each district of the city to create a festive atmosphere for the people especially children, Klitschko said in an interview with the BBC, adding that businesses volunteered to install the symbolic Christmas trees at their own expense.